Good morning, good afternoon, everyone. This is the second official episode of Bite-Sized. My name is Christopher Cade, and today we're going to talk about interviewing as a junior web developer. I chose the subject very easily. I literally just came out of an interview 30 minutes ago, took the train, came home, and I figured, okay, I'm just done. It's fresh in my mind. What advice could I give to either a consultant or a web developer looking for a job? And of course, I got some input from people around me, from seniors, people who've done hundreds of interviews and who actually have, you know, concrete feedback when it comes to different levels of web development. So this is going to be a very interesting episode, pretty short, but I think you can actually get some information really quickly when it comes to interviewing. Thanks for listening. Let's get to it. So the first thing I did, loving the dev platform, was actually create a discussion. And the discussion was, what's one advice you'd give to someone heading to a web development interview? I got some really interesting answers, so I figured, you know, let's go through them and then I'll give my personal opinion. The first answer comes from Sara Sharma, who basically says focus on language more than frameworks. So I couldn't agree more on this one, especially when it comes to JavaScript, where you have so many frameworks and you need to master the fundamentals first. I know this is pretty obvious for most of you, but I think especially when it comes to ES6 and all those questions about good practices, new features, using async await, using the spread operator, using, you know, all those wonderful things we got of ES6, a lot of people focus on their skill when it comes to React, when it comes to Vue, Angular, and they don't focus on their mastery of the fundamentals. Overall, a language is a tool, so is a framework, but you got to focus on the first layer, which is JavaScript. He then goes on to say, have good side projects, and that's absolutely true. It's a great way to actually find an interview first, but then when you're seated in front of the interviewer, they're probably going to ask you to describe one of those projects, especially the most interesting one, the challenges you faced, why you did it, how you did it, and, you know, good practices you actually put into place with those projects. And finally, Saurabh says, practice common interview questions. You know, pretty obvious. Just go and present yourself, know how to answer the basic questions, like, why would we get you instead of someone else? And all those questions, which I found pretty silly when it comes to interviewing, they're pretty old school, but it's worth, you know, practicing actually answering them and not having cheesy answers. For example, if someone asks, what's your biggest flaw? You don't want to answer, I'm too eager to learn, or that kind of stuff. It doesn't come across as being honest, but it's worth practicing those questions again. And I think honesty comes a long way when it comes to interviewing. They want someone who's transparent, human, you know, it's just one person in front of another, and they just want to know if you're the right fit for the company, technically and humanly, right? So if you're going to be faking it during the interview and you actually get the job, God bless, but you know, you'll have to either fake it for the rest of your career, or they're going to discover, right, this is not the same person we interviewed. So just be yourself. And then James Perkins, who has a great podcast about the open source called the Open Source Developer Podcast. So honestly, go check it out. It's really great. He says, have questions prepared for the interviewer. Questions are going to show that you actually made your research. You actually don't want to get out of here as soon as possible. You want to start a discussion because you, for example, 30 minutes ago, or like 45 now, I asked a question about if they were using styled components for their web application. Styled components are just a way of styling your React components, right? So this actually started a conversation about the benefits of styled components, why maybe they should use it, if it's worth actually investing time in it. And that actually starts a long conversation, an interesting conversation, and shows that you're invested beyond the interview and you actually want to know and dig deep into the project. Common and easy questions could be, for example, their CI/CD integration, if they have any styling choices with ESLint, specific configuration. Perhaps it's about, you know, testing, whether you're using Enzyme, React testing library, Jest, and all those things. And it shows you actually want to dig deep. So just have a couple of questions on paper that are here. Don't hesitate to tell them if you could ask those questions, or just fit them through the conversation naturally. That covers the comments. My opinion in, let's say, a bullet point format is going to be, first of all, talk about relevant information. You don't want to go off topic too often. You want to stay focused on what matters, especially when it comes to your profile. You don't want to talk about projects that have perhaps nothing to do with the technology itself or the mission. You want to stay focused. And then show your love for the subject. You're a web developer. It's a super exciting field. There's so much to do and so many ways to improve, and you have to show it through the interview, especially with side projects. Those help a lot when it comes to talking about new technologies, about ways to improve on certain projects. And then finally, having notes and a pen and paper actually go a long way. If you take notes in advance and actually have those questions on the paper and actually note down what they're telling you, this is going to show you're actually invested, you're taking notes, you want to reflect on what they're saying in the future. So that's really going to help you, in my opinion. And that's more than enough tips for one day. So if you're going for an interview very soon and you're feeling stressed, honestly, don't worry about it. It's going to go very well. Just be prepared, have your pen and paper, have those notes, relax. It's only an experience. It's only a discussion from one person to another. And either way, each interview is going to make you better for the next one. So see it as a way to actually get better from one interview to the other. This has been episode 2 of Bite Sized. It's been very concise. It's been 5 minutes and 25 seconds approximately now. I think it's a good format. It's very short, it's straight to the point, it's easy to listen to. And of course, if it's a discussion or an interview, it's going to be a bit longer. But if you learn a couple of things, or if you enjoyed actually listening to my voice, please feel free to leave a rating on whatever platform you're listening on. And of course, feel free to follow me on Twitter. It's a great way to get some feedback. I'll probably be sending some questions on Twitter and read the answers during the podcast and discuss them with some people. So feel free to follow me there. It's at @Christo_KADE. So Christo, like Christopher, _Cade. So once again, thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day and take care.